The first half of this week has been cool for mid-May. A transition is underway today to warmer weather. We'll see a spike in temperature tomorrow with highs mainly in the 70s, and then we'll step back a bit for Friday and Saturday as we return to seasonable temperatures for this time of year. For now, though, it's a bit stormy across our area. That warm front has triggered showers and some thunderstorms through the day, and we'll keep that chance for a shower or thunderstorm through early this evening. Then the stormy weather will end. We'll see partial clearing develop, and we'll see temperatures fall back into the 40s and low 50s, so it's going to be much milder tonight than it has been over the past few. And as we work through the next few days, the weather pattern will tend to stabilize. We'll have a stalled front to our south and a large upper level low that will sit over eastern Canada. We're basically going to be sandwiched in between. So that upper low will tend to protect us from seeing any big rain as we go through the next few days. And it will keep temperatures fairly comfortable for mid-May, basically in the 60s and 70s. Tomorrow looks to be the warmest day of the stretch as we climb into the 70s in most areas. We could even touch 80 south of Albany. It looks to be mostly sunny, though across the north country, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy, as that area is a bit closer to that upper low. There's even the chance for a few spotty showers, especially tomorrow afternoon. It will be a gusty day. At times, the wind will gust out of the west at about 20 to 30 miles per hour. For Friday, temperatures will cool down just a little bit. It looks to be a really nice wrap to the work week with high temperatures running in the 60s and 70s. A similar cloud setup is expected on Friday, with more sunshine to the south, a few more clouds to the north, where there could be a couple of spotty showers, and we'll basically keep it in the 60s and 70s as we move into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm this evening, becoming partly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a scattered shower, breezy, high 66 to 72. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm this evening, becoming partly cloudy, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and breezy, high 66 to 72. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm this evening, becoming partly cloudy, low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, high in the upper 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm this evening, becoming partly cloudy, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild, high in the lower to middle 70s. On Friday, partly to mostly sunny, with a chance of showers north, high in the 60s and 70s, and partly sunny on Saturday, with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.